Well, our next Howl Story Slam is tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Bullpen Tavern in Glens Falls. During our Howl Grand Slam event last December, Deidre Loftus of Upper Jay shared a story about community connections she made while birding in Montana. Here's her story.
Birding is the only sport that people start doing after they go through menopause. And yes, we in the birding community do think that birding is a sport. And we in the birding community like to pretend that it's really cool, too. So bear with me tonight if you think birding's not cool, because it is. This is a thought that I find myself having as I'm sitting in a car next to my friend named Helen. Now, Helen is the sexiest 94-year-old that I know. She is smart and she is sassy and she just got married to a 72-year-old named Peter. I'm sitting in this car with Helen and I ask her, Helen, when did you start birding? And she says to me very plainly, well, I was in an abusive marriage. My husband refused to divorce me. I had a date on the calendar and a plan for killing myself. I was walking through the park one day, and I saw an eared grebe. It was the most magnificent thing I had ever seen. So I got a bird book, I identified it. The next day I went back to the park, I identified another bird, and another bird, and another bird. Before you know it, my suicide date came and went. Birding saved my life. Now this was not the response I was expecting to this very generic question. Even more so, I was not expecting Helen's continued response, which was, the best part is, he wouldn't divorce me because he knew I'd get half his money. I come home one day, he dropped dead in the shower, I got everything. Helen is one of around 20 people that I find myself with in Montana. I'm fresh out of college. I moved from the beaches in South Carolina to the prairie lands in Montana, and I look nothing like the rest of the birders in this community. I am the only person who still has pigment in my hair. Again, the only person who likely has not gone through menopause, and I know virtually nothing about birds. But I listened to Helen's story, and I know she is someone I want to keep hanging out with. So there's around 20 people in a caravan of 7 cars. Every car is equipped with a walkie-talkie, radioing to each other things like flock of 5 robins, 3 o'clock, or sandhill cranes flying overhead at noon. And it is mind-blowing. All the cars are stopping, traffic behind us is getting mad, they're honking, and the birders don't care at all. So at Helen's request, we pull over at a sizable bush so that she can relieve her bladder. And she gets out of the car. She just got knee surgery. She was pretty spry, but she was recovering. She goes, Ruth, Elaine, Joan, I'm going to need 3 of you. Come on, girls. I need your help. Peter, you can't come. And I watch as these 4 women giggle their way to this bush. And it looks oddly similar to 4 21-year-olds at a bar at 2 o'clock in the morning. I have no idea and cannot picture what they looked like behind that bush or why 3 people were needed and where they were placed around Helen's body. But I know they were giggling the entire time. And I thought, that is what I want to be like when I grow up. So I want to keep coming back for more. Week after week, I keep showing up, and week after week, these birders keep pretending that I am part of their flock. So the next field trip comes up, and I get to know Sheila as my next birding friend. Now, Sheila is the owner of a wildlife rehabilitation facility. And her and I are talking, and mid-sentence, while she's speaking to me, a group of Canada geese flies overhead. And I know everyone in this room knows what a Canada goose looks like. They all look the same, right? Canada geese fly overhead. Mid-sentence, she says, oh, Norman! Norman! I'm so glad you found a flock! Walk! Walk! That's so great! We just rehabilitated him. The group of birders doesn't even blink an eye at Sheila literally trying to speak bird. And I thought to myself, I need to keep hanging out with this woman. I could not get enough of her. So it's been 3 years since I moved away from Montana, and I have since not gone through menopause, though I have become an experienced birder. I'm just as nerdy as all of the people who I met in Montana. And every now and then, I think back to them. I think back to when I was new to a community, to when I was fresh out of college, to when I knew no one and looked nothing like the people that I was trying really hard to be a part of. And I remember how they welcomed me with open arms and enthusiasm and kindness. And I am very grateful for that. All of them were a little bit different from each other, and all of them had different opinions, but they loved each other, and they loved anyone who was new and anyone who was a stranger. So I hope that I will be that kind when I'm 94, squatting behind a bush with my two favorite gals, because every Norman deserves to find their flock. Thank you.
Deidre Loftus of Upper J sharing a story last December during our Howl Grand Slam. And our next Howl Story Slam is in Glens Falls tomorrow night, Tuesday night, starting at 7 at the Bullpen Tavern. For more information, check out ncpr.org/Howl.